All right, why don't we go ahead and get started?
Thank you very much for joining us, Caruso. We appreciate your being here and look forward to discussing the recently released annual energy outlook. I'd start the discussion by noting that the energy outlook is a forecast of U.S. energy prices and supply and demand through 2030, assuming current policies and current technology. As I understand it, and you correct me if it's a mistake, but we can think of this forecast as a prediction of where we are going to wind up in 2030 if we do not change current energy policies. The forecast predicts that energy-related carbon emissions will continue to increase by an average of 1.2% per year. This increase is higher than the average increase in total energy consumption due to an increased share of coal production. Carbon-neutral energy consumption does not increase from 2005 levels in your forecast, as I read it. So without legislative action, according to the administration, Energy Information Administration does not predict any use of carbon sequestration technology. The forecast also predicts very slow growth in the use of biofuels. Only trace amounts of cellulosic ethanol are predicted by 2030. The figure is 240 million gallons per year by 2030. That's obviously far less than the 20 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol that the president called for in his State of the Union address. I think he was calling for that by 2030. I note that the forecast does not take into account the loan guarantee program that we authorized as part of EPAC. I hope the Department of Energy is moving as quickly as possible to make that guarantee program a useful tool for development of new technologies, and I trust that the realization of the program will reflect positively on EIA's outlook for cellulosic ethanol. In the near term, I understand that EIA sees the potential for capacity of ethanol produced from corn to exceed demand. I'm not sure. And I'll get back to that in questions. I'm concerned that idle ethanol capacity in the near term could do serious long-term harm to that industry.